Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, a corporate spy with a long history of infiltrating activist groups has resurfaced. Mother Jones magazine reports that for the last decade, Mary Lou Sapone has been active with gun control organizations, but she was secretly working for the National Rifle Association. Using her maiden name of Mary McFate, she volunteered with numerous local and regional gun control groups, even running for a board seat with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Gun control activists were shocked when her true identity was revealed. She had placed herself in the innermost circles of the movement. As a result, she had access to very sensitive and strategic information. One activist said that through Sapone, the pro-gun groups could, quote, learn a lot. What the grassroots of the gun violence prevention movement intended, where our priorities are shifting, which legislation we would be promoting or fighting against, who our targeted legislators would be, what our messaging would be before we put it out there, end quote.
Corporate spies can be found worldwide. A freelance Australian journalist recently revealed that she was approached by the private intelligence gathering firm Hakluyt. A Hakluyt representative emailed her to ask if she would be interested in being part of a, quote, network of well-placed individuals around the world who are able to provide us, very discreetly, with intelligence on specific commercial or political issues that may arise, end quote. The journalist responded that she is a reporter, not a consultant. The Hakluyt rep replied that, in fact, her status as a journalist could be an advantage and that they already work with a variety of reporters. In 2001, it was revealed that Hakluyt had successfully infiltrated Greenpeace in Europe.
On the last day of the British Parliament's spring session, no fewer than 30 ministerial documents were released. Some called the document dump Take Out the Trash Day, after this exchange on the US TV drama about the White House, The West Wing.
What's Take Out the Trash Day?
Friday.
I mean, what is it?
Any stories we have to give the press that we're not wild about, we give them all in a lump on Friday.
Why do you do it in a lump?
Instead of one at a time?
I think you'd want to spread them out.
They've got X column inches to fill, right?
Yes.
They're going to fill them no matter what.
Yes.
So if we give them one story, that story's X column inches.
You give them five stories?
A fifth the size.
Why do you do it on Friday?
Because no one reads the paper on Saturday.
The documents released by the British Parliament included a list of salaries for special advisors, criteria for potential sites for new nuclear power plants, and a list of guests invited to the Prime Minister's residence.
Brace yourself for a slew of feel-good ads supporting biofuels. Ethanol producers including Archer Daniels Midland, Monsanto, and DuPont are working with PR giant Burson Marsteller to save their subsidies. They've formed a front group called the Alliance for Abundant Food and Energy. Their goal is to counter criticisms that the push for biofuels is causing food prices to skyrocket globally. Federal mandates for alternative fuel sources in the U.S. have been a boon for agribusiness corporations that produce ethanol. The group is gearing up for a major lobbying push that will coincide with a multi-million dollar national ad campaign.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We mentioned Mary Lou Sapone, who sometimes goes by her maiden name, Mary McFate. The corporate spy spent the 1980s worming her way into animal rights groups while working for a security firm called Perceptions International. Sapone even encouraged activists to take part in violent or illegal activities. One person, who was convicted of planting a pipe bomb near a corporate CEO's parking space, accused Sapone of coaxing her into the plot. Another animal rights activist decided to test Sapone by telling her about a fake demonstration. Within days, the activist received a call from a government official asking about the supposed demonstration. In the 1990s, Sapone began infiltrating environmental groups. Working with the security firm Beckett Brown International, Sapone helped spy on Greenpeace and its allies. The environmentalists were working in an area of Louisiana that's so polluted it's known as Cancer Alley. Sapone then went on to run her own intelligence-gathering business called Strategic Solutions Group before her most recent stint with the National Rifle Association.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.